Why did you decide to go freelance as a motion designer? To make more money, to have more work-life balance, or maybe to do more creative and fulfilling projects? These are all fantastic reasons to go freelance, but the reality is running your motion design business can be hard. And unfortunately, you might find yourself working with not so great clients to stay afloat. As creatives, we tend to shy away from the business side of the industry, but you probably realize you need to get to grips with things like how to market yourself effectively without being salesy, how to price your work better and negotiate with clients easily so that you can get paid what you're worth, and attract your ideal clients to you so that you can work on more fun and creative projects. So you might have looked at some general business and marketing advice that's out there, but sometimes it's hard to figure out what's going to work for motion designers and what isn't. And this is the reason why I started this podcast. Hi, I'm Hayley. I'm the founder and the host of the Motion Hatch podcast. In this show, I dive deep into the challenges and the struggles that freelancers and studio owners come up against. I have conversations with a wide range of marketing and business experts through the lens of motion design, and I interview artists, designers, and animators who are just a few steps ahead of you. And together, we uncover the exact next steps you need to take to build a thriving and sustainable motion design business. If you're new to Motion Hatch, you might not know that we actually have 100 plus episodes in the back catalog. And this season, we are taking it up a notch. We are answering the hard questions that freelancers and studio owners face every day, like how to stand out to direct clients and get paid more.
Within my first year, I made over $500,000 worth of sales, which is still mind-boggling to me.
How to grow online without getting burnt out by social media.
You don't need to be sharing amazing work all the time. You just have to be like, I'm a person and I'm here.
And how to get your dream clients to give you their budget so that you can charge what you're worth.
I have something you want. You want my number. And so in that situation, you're not giving me the budget. That's cool. Well, I'm not giving you my number.
I've been in the motion design industry for over 15 years, both working full-time and freelance. Plus, for the past 7 years, I've been coaching freelancers and studio owners how to start and scale their motion design businesses. Motion Hatch is more than just a podcast. It's your playbook for marketing your motion design business. Be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from. We'll also share this show on YouTube, so make sure you subscribe over there and comment and leave a review of this podcast and let us know what you're hoping to get out of this show. The first episode drops on March 28th, and if you can't wait until then, you can check out 100 plus episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. To get more resources for your motion design business, go to motionhatch.com.